before we go on to the IED report, we have 10 minutes on this item. Lydia, if you're on the call.
Okay. So first, I also want to remind all of the directors to make sure that your delegate assemblies and your delegates who assemble at LSV meetings, that those be scheduled right away so that some of these things can be resolved, especially those items that have to do with the election, like the 15 signature, that be decided one way or the other. It requires three assemblies of delegates as separate assemblies or as part of LSVs, but in their capacity as delegates, and it requires the majority of the whole body. So it's not a majority of those present, but so that would require 13 of your delegates at each in order for the bylaws to pass, which is why it takes so long to change things. But nevertheless, it is a safeguard against just willy-nilly changing things as well. So please get those up so that they're noticed on KPFTX as well. Okay, so moving along. First of all, I do, I'm sure Lynn can, you know, join us next time. She just happens to be en route. She lives part of the time in New Orleans and part of the time in New York. Anyway. So we're really fortunate to have Lynn. Those who did not, and the listening audience, may not have read her press release that we had posted for the past couple of weeks. It's not there now because we have all the particulars about the election on our Pacifica.org website. But Lynn, who is a Dartmouth graduate, she's more importantly even, is that she has been, she's worked with Fair Vote. She's worked with Community Environmental Center, Greening Libraries Initiative, New America Foundation, Ohio Presidential Recount, New Zealand Parliamentary Services, and One Point of Light and True Ballot. Very importantly to us, she is very familiar with SGV voting and fully understands why this organization that strives to be inclusive, meaning majority-minority voices everywhere, and the importance of that. And so we're very privileged to have her. I've got to say, she was only hired a couple of weeks ago, and she hit the ground running. She and Otis and John O'Malley, everybody's like communicating very well. She's very, very responsive to emails, texts, phone calls, and we're very fortunate to have her. She immediately posted between she and I. We posted made the job descriptions available on various sites, and she has been able to complete the hires for three of the LESs. And well, you heard Bill's report. And she does have candidates. For example, for KPFK, she'll probably wait another day and see if we can get a Spanish bilingual candidate, and just the signature on one of the contracts, and then we'll have a complete pool of LESs. So we're ahead of the game from last year, so that's really good. And she also spoke with our previous NES, and a special thank you to Bill, and she communicated with Bob for documents. And so anyway, it was amazing how quickly she took to it, and so we're really fortunate and look forward to a good election, and one that is completed in a timely fashion. Since this is an election year for real-world elections, and it's really good if we get this done beforehand. Okay, so that's one. So then I just sent out a report, and it covered part of that. And then what we've been covering on, and those who don't know, every Wednesday right now we have what is known as leadership meetings, which were conducted years before I became the IED, but anyway, and so it's a weekly meeting with the GMs and the PDs and other unit managers. And so for several weeks now, what's been in the works and what is part of the report by most of the unit managers is our coverage of the Democratic Convention. So this has been in the works for several weeks. As anyone who's been in Pacifica knows, we cover them every single time. And this time, of course, these are going to be of historic dimension for obvious reasons. And so it's important for us to be there, but it's equally as important for us to keep the cost down. We're looking in terms of housing for universities. Philadelphia is a real challenge. If anyone has any leads for economical housing for our folks, and it's not a lot. We have four people, maybe five, that will be traveling to Philadelphia. Other people and other participants and hosts and so forth will be joining us by phone and from their local station studios so as to get quality sound and so forth. Katia is going to come up with some fabulous music. And, of course, for the various segments, we're going to be at the end of each, you know, segment having a plug, a fundraising plug for Pacifica. And those work the best when we're giving our listeners something that they can't get anywhere else. And certainly our take on what goes on the issues at these particular conventions, I think, will be very interesting because of the platform push from the Bernie folks and the pushback on Trump and so forth, that it will raise the issues that are definitely in our wheelhouse of commentary. So we're reaching out to several of the people that are going to be on Bernie Sanders' platform team on various specific issues that will be addressed. And I think everyone who is a news junkie, as many of us on this call are, of having grown tired of CNN, MSNBC, the repetition, the focus on Mr. Trump, etc., whereas Pacifica is known for its in-depth coverage that you can't get anywhere else. So that needs to be the publicity around it. I am going to reach out to someone that's very good at doing that sort of outreach and social media publicity, because I think we're going to have some calling cards. I think we're going to have some surprise guests and some access that others may not have the same access to in terms of these voices. So I don't want to ruin all of the surprises, but anyway, so all of that's in the works. And as you can see from the budget, although it would be great if we didn't have to spend anything, but at some point when you are raising money, you have to have something to raise money around. And besides like our regular programming, this is something that Alan Minsky from KPFK, who has volunteered to take the lead from the programming perspective, has worked extremely hard. John O'Mella, Otis, all of them have brought this in at very low cost. And there's a whole other team, a whole other list of names. There was another list that I didn't have time to include, of people who are going on their own dime. Some were already planning to go, so some of them are wearing other hats from other organizations so as not to use our credentials. And so everybody is, like, pitching in for this, primarily for free. And in Cleveland, remarkably enough, in Cleveland we seem to have the housing covered. So we have accommodations in people's homes, etc. Philadelphia is a challenge, so please, if anyone has any ideas, I'm jumping into that aspect of it now, again, to keep this below cost. So we think we can bring this up. The estimate from John and Alan was at 9,000. Like I said, we would be doing this fundraising throughout, fundraising in advance on website promotions, because our archives has recorded some incredible, we have incredible sound from the various conventions because we always cover them. So we have speeches from JFK, we have speeches from Bernie ages ago, we have, you know, all the great speeches around to kind of bookend our presentation. So it's an exciting time. We don't like to norm. We don't want to spend too many. We think. Oh, okay. Well, that was it. People can ask.
Okay, where's going?
Indiana.
Sam, I'm on the.
Jose Luis for the stack.
Okay.
Jose Luis for the stack.
Okay. Mr. Chair, there's no stack. Time has expired.
We're out of time unless someone wants to extend time. I'm sorry. Is there anyone who wishes to extend the time?
Motion to extend for 15 minutes.
The IED
as a whole, right?
I'm sorry?
You're talking about extending the meeting as a whole. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, most of the 10 meetings for 15 minutes.
I'm sorry, the 10 minutes for the IED report are up. The meeting has 4 minutes left.
We probably need to extend the meeting and give sufficient time for the CFO. I mean, I think that's important, so.
Janet?
Yes, Janet?
I'd like to extend the this item by 10 minutes. I move to extend this item by 10 minutes.
Is that what someone just said? I'm sorry.
No, the meeting.
A question to the chair.
Doreen, what's your question?
Okay. Is it not possible to do a single extension addressing all the things we hope to cover?
That's what I'd like to do if someone would make a motion.
So I move that it is now 10:57 in New York. I move that we extend the meeting for 45 minutes with the following intention: 10 minutes for the balance of the IED report and whatever questions. Did I say 45? Oh, that's ambitious.
That's too long.
Okay, make it 40. 10 for the 10 for the IED. 20 for the 25 for the CFO, and miraculously, my motion is after that, and so 10 for my motion.
Okay, we have 45 minutes, correct? Broken down.
I think I said 40, but I actually accounted, yeah.
Okay, 40. Okay, 40 minutes for 10 to extend the IED report, 25 for the CFO, another 10 for the item that Serene put on the agenda. Is there a second?
I'm sorry, it's 45, my math.
Okay, 45.
Second.
It's been seconded. Is there any objection to that?
Janet, I have a question.
Yes, what's your question, Janet?
I thought I ended up 40. 10 for IED, 20 for CFO, 10 for WBAI LSB motion. Where's the 5?
25 extra? For CFO.
CFO is 25.
Okay.
Okay.
And who was it who seconded?
Novick.
Novick, is there any objection to that? Okay, no objection. We're now extended. Now we'll go back to the IED. We're taking a stack for the IED. Can I hear
Adriana, Janet.
Sam.
We had Adriana, Janet.
Janet.
Jose Luis. Jose Luis.
Sam.
Okay,
Sam,
I got before Jose Luis.
Okay.
Okay, Adriana. And our timekeeper, Adriana, you're the timekeeper, but everybody has 90 seconds. Adriana.
I move that we approve the suggestion for the interim executive director. We are a radio, and the best way to bring listeners is having good programming. And good programming, this is a perfect example of what you'd be doing, and Pacifica will be doing different for everybody else. I think that is a minimum amount of money. I think that that will pay off. No doubts about it. But my motion is to approve the suggestion of the interim executive director about the coverage of the conventions.
How much was the money for? What was that amount? Because I wasn't. Can we get clear about what you?
Okay. The estimate is 9,000, and but I would like to make it an even 10 because we don't know what we haven't gotten all of our accommodations in Philadelphia, but.
So, Adriana, you're making a motion to approve 10,000 for these conventions. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there a second to that? Is there a second? Okay, we're going to take a stack on that.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Question, Brian.
Robert.
Robert.
Yes, Brian, what's your question?
10,000 from where?
Well, we'll debate that when we get to it. That's the motion. It's been seconded.
Well, does the motion identify a source of funds?
This
is Lydia. I identified it in my report.
This is really getting into the substance of the motion. I don't want to get into a debate unless we're debating the motion. So let's get the motion on the table, and then we'll take a stack. Okay? The motion has been made and seconded in the stack. Who do we have? I assume, Brian, you're the first to speak to this motion, and then we'll take a stack.
Janet.
No, Janet. I don't want to speak to it. I had a question. That's all.
Okay.
Luis.
I am on the stack too, Sam.
Okay, this is Adriana. I heard who again? I heard Jose Luis.
Janet,
Jose Luis, and Sam. Okay, Janet.
Okay, so Pacifica can't support any particular candidate. We need to have coverage of third-party candidates, and I'm not sure whether the plan is to include having voices from third party, from people from third parties. But I would like to, and also the Green Party National Convention is on, I think, August 7th in Houston, and I'm wondering whether there are plans to cover that. So I would like to amend this to include coverage of the Green Party Convention.
This is Lydia. I have a point of information.
Yes, what's your question?
Did people receive my report, which included the Green Party Convention, and that included the funding pitches during the convention and on the website? I'm not sure if everybody received it. I sent it to the PMB a couple of hours ago.
Oh, are you saying...
Okay.
Let's get some clarification. Lydia, are you saying that that includes Green Party Convention?
Green Party Convention isn't costing us anything because of where it is. And this was something that actually George Ryder, the former director, brought to me. And we have the volunteers, including Alan Minsky and John and so forth, just from their regular time. That is not an exhaustive process. And my understanding is, yes, we are going to have multiple voices. I said nothing about endorsing Bernie or anything. I was saying about the archival sound clips that we have.
Okay.
So, Janet, can I withdraw my amendment then?
Okay, yes. Can we keep our time person, because we're going to be very tight on time. Okay, you've withdrawn. Next person is Jose Luis, then Sam. Jose Luis.
So... You know, this is, again, just like the previous motion to give money that we don't have to the secretary, here we are allocating money that, one, we didn't budget for when we went through the exhaustive budget in which we put stipulations that we were going to fire employees if we can't meet it. We're hardly able to meet payroll, hardly able to meet our expenses, pay our vendors, pay all the obligations we have, yet proposals get brought to us as PMB members, board members with fiduciary duties, with no backing of where the money is going to come for these wishes that people have. Where is the $10,000 going to come from? And how is the election supervisor going to be paid? And how is the auditor going to be paid? How is any of this going to be paid? But yet we want to take $10,000 from where? The Pacifica National Office doesn't have the money. They're asking the units to pay, and the units can't pay the money. So, folks, I'm not sure what Kool-Aid we're all drinking, but it's not good Kool-Aid when we have deficits and we can't pay our bills, yet we're giving money to the secretary and now to the executive director. This is a gravy train.
What?
Come on.
This is
Bill for the sack.
Mr. Chair, if I may, as a point of personal privilege?
Yes.
Okay. Nothing is coming to the executive director. The executive director does not collect the salary even. None of this is for the executive director. To be clear, The executive director is not planning to go to any of these conventions, and if she does, she will pay for it herself. But at this juncture, does not have any plans. This is, so please be careful about how you articulate things. This is strictly for a national program that we've always covered. That's why our archives are full of the coverage. This is when we used to raise money around the things we do that excite people.
Okay, Lydia,
Personal privilege.
You want to wrap it up, Lydia, because we got to really...
That was it. That was just my point of personal privilege, because he said the... You know, now we're giving money to the ED. You're not giving a cent to the ED. Thank you.
Janet, you
and
had a...
Janet, point of personal privilege?
Yeah. What's your privilege?
So, there's no money. There was also a statement that money was going to come to the secretary. No money is... the secretary will not receive money, does not have a budget. It comes out of the... it would be paid through the PNO, not...
Yeah.
The secretary.
Thank you. The person I have was Sam and then Bill. Sam, the CFO.
Yeah, so I want to make it very clear that there is absolutely no money whatsoever. I have made it very clear in my report. We are struggling at this time to make our payroll, healthcare benefits, and other critical services. I have also attached a statement which says that essential services have not been paid by the stations. I simply don't understand how we are going to pay and who is accountable to get the money, say, for this item of expenditure. It is very unfortunate that the whole intent is to charge the credit card and rack up the bill and hope that, say, they get paid over the next few years. This exactly reminds me what happened 2 years back. We racked up the credit card bill, maxed it out, and then we have been paying it down. Fortunately, for the last 6 months or so, we have paid down and we have opened a line of credit that the 10,000-15,000 can be charged. And it is very unfortunate that the same amount is being targeted for this purpose. So I want to be on record very clearly that this is a very reckless practice. This is not about the merits of the project. This is about financial discipline and the order in which, say, this money should be spent.
Janet for the stack.
I had Bill and then Janet.
And Serene, please.
And then Lydia.
We had Bill.
Maybe at some point in time I can motivate my motion.
Oh, yeah, I defer to Janet.
Janet, one minute remaining, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we
got next.
We're going to have to finish the stack. I have Bill, and we'll go as far as we can go. Bill?
Okay, I understand completely what Sam's talking about. I agree with him. We need to really watch out for the money. But I see this as a money-making opportunity. We've had some really great convention coverage in the past, but what we don't do is pitch during this. And I think this is I think we ought to be able to raise a lot more than $10,000 through our convention coverage if we have some good pitches for this. Because this is going to be terrific programming that I think our listeners will support.
Hear, hear.
Okay. Next person I had was,
I thought the time was up. Janet, I was next, or Adriana.
15 seconds left.
I'm sorry. I think, Janet, you've spoken on this topic.
I did a point of personal privilege.
Okay.
Time is now.
But all I would want to say is ditto what Bill said.
We're out of time, so the issue on the table is the allocation of $10,000 for the convention, as I understand it.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I'm sorry.
Who is that?
Serene? How is it that the person who brings the motion doesn't get to motivate it?
I'm afraid we're out of time. I wish we could have gone back. If you want to extend time, we're out of time. We got a time period.
I wish to push everything back by 3 minutes so that the maker of the motion can motivate it.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending this for 3 minutes?
Yes.
I object, Jose Luis.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll to extend this more discussion on this for 3 minutes?
Okay.
And it's extending
no.
everything. Okay, I don't know who's speaking, but I'm trying to clarify what I said, because that's not what was
written.
What did you
Can
say?
You hear okay, push everything back by 3 minutes. So it's also pushing the end of the meeting back by 3 minutes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No, Bethune. Bethune? Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castaneda?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Edward Steakert?
No.
No. Fuentes?
No.
No. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn passes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Wangaza? Hello? Effia? Can't hear you. Patel Adams? Can anybody who's not being called mute, please? Venetia Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. One moment. I have 8 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting, so this fails.
Okay, we're now...
Who's Brian?
Who is it? Brian?
Before the vote, may we have a reading of the language of the motion?
Yes, could you, Adriana, did you submit that in writing so we can know what we're voting on? What's your motion?
The words were, no, I didn't submit in writing, was just to approve the IED,
The proposal,
with the $10,000 allocated to that. That was the whole.
Could you submit that to us in writing so we'll have that, we'll know exactly?
Yes, I will. But that is, anybody can send it in writing, please? I'm on my phone.
Okay. So everybody understand what we're voting on? $10,000 for the allocated as a recommendation to the conventions? Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Pass.
Pass. Alexander. Can't hear you. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castaneda.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Teekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
No.
No. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
I'd like to give notice that I'm going to make a notice of rescission.
Excuse me, this is a vote for, this is a roll call vote.
Because the minute.
Point of order, Chair.
Yes, Ms. Goodman, you either vote yes, no, abstain, or don't vote.
Notice of rescission regarding the director's inspection.
Chair.
And I vote yes.
This is a roll call.
Did you hear
okay,
the yes?
Okay, so for good, for for Goodman. I'm marking present, not voting.
Yes.
Cogren.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You voted yes?
I said yes 10 times.
Okay.
I'll say it again.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Cogren votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Mwangaza? Attell Adams?
I'm sorry, are we voting on I?
We're voting on approving the IED's recommendation for the conventions for $10,000.
Okay, abstain.
Is this Venetia?
Yes.
Okay, abstain. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes, Roberts?
Yes.
Yes, Sorden. Sorden?
Yeah, abstain.
Abstain. Aaron, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander?
I'm back. Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count. I have 12 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, Chair is abstaining.
Abstain. So that's 12 yes, 1 no, 4 abstentions. This passes.
We now go to the CFO report. Sam, we have 25 minutes.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. So let me start with the
fiscal year. I'm sorry. Tony?
Yes.
Since we're going to 45, can we just do the extension now so we don't have to interrupt the process to do it?
We've already voted for 25 minutes for the CFO.
Right, but we also voted to end at 10:45. So I don't know which one of those will take priority, but I don't want someone screaming orders of the day.
25 minutes from now is 42.
Yeah, at least 3 minutes.
And we also voted on a 10.
Well, we'll just go until we get to that time. Let's go into 25 minutes if someone wants to make a motion.
That's the way to go ahead.
We can do it. Okay, Sam.
Okay, so let me start with the fiscal year 14 audit. We have received the draft audited statements from the auditors, and we are looking at the adjusting entries that have been proposed, and we will update our books and close the fiscal year 14 so that we can start the fiscal year 15. The auditors, I have attached the email that we have received from the auditors, and they have an outstanding balance of about 67,000. In the email, they have mentioned that they will withhold the issue of the report till a substantial part of the payment has been made. National office does not have the money, the surplus money to pay to the auditors. So that point I will like the board to note, because we cannot move to the fiscal year 15 audit before the substantial portion of the payment is made. One other thing that is remaining for completion of fiscal year 14 audit is the auditors will conduct exit interviews, and the dates have not been decided yet. So let me move on to my point number two on the cash flow. The cash flow continues to be very challenging. The WPFW, WBI, and PRA have a difficult financial situation. And on May 15th, both all the three stations, they failed to meet their payroll deadlines. So we had to cut the manual checks. And right now, what the information I'm getting, the fund drive is not going so well. So what, as per the current trends, it looks like more likely that they will not be able to make their payroll somewhere in late June or early July. And that is something very troublesome, because we are not adequately prepared to handle this kind of event. I definitely would like the board to consider this and the legal ramifications that may happen because of this event. I also would like to mention in very strong terms that for WPFW to make its payroll, they had to take money out from the restricted grants. That is a serious breach of the covenants of the restricted grants, and we have been cited by the auditors in the fiscal year 13 communication letter that we should not be misutilizing the grant money. So I am I'm noting this breach to the board, and I would request the board that a directive should be given to WPFW that this money should be returned back to the restricted grant account. I have already mentioned that this, as the situation looks very bleak for the late June or early July, then we have to be adequately prepared, because the problem that is happening is that these stations have not been able to remit money to the national office, and the national office finances are in a very dire situation. For the last 4 months or so, we have been paying the healthcare dues for different stations like WPFW and WBI, which have not been able to remit this money. This perhaps will not be able to continue because we don't have the money to pay for this bill. And last night, I had forwarded an email that we had received from the election supervisor, and she was requesting a blanket authorization for about $100,000. First of all, we don't have the line item budget for the election expenses, and second, we don't have any surplus cash. So right now, I have put this expenditure on hold till we figure out how to pay for this and where the money is going to come from. And the other thing is that I have noted earlier that I am very strongly opposed to charging the credit card for any expenditures because there's no way that we will be able to make a repayment. Somehow we have been able to open up some credit, which we should utilize very, very carefully. I'm moving to my point number three, which is fiscal year 15 books. We are trying our best with our limited resources to complete the books as soon as possible, but we are having serious constraints in terms of resources and the time, because we also have to keep the fiscal year 16 books current. The fourth point on my report is that we must shift our focus to generating additional revenue, and there's very little impact that we can have with the cost control or cost reduction initiatives. If the gap is anywhere between $15,000 to $20,000, it cannot be met by cost reduction alone. That I want to emphasize quite strongly. The fifth point on my report is that the PRA, the operating model of the PRA, is not working. It is very much dependent on the central services being paid from the stations, but when the stations are struggling themselves, they cannot make the payment. This cannot continue for long because the PRA is in a very dire situation at this time. And somehow we have to collect money on their behalf and make their health insurance bills. I firmly believe that we can figure out a way where PRA can not only sustain its operations but can also generate revenue and not be dependent on the stations. So in view of these points, I would like to propose certain actions or certain deliberations for the board. First of all, we have to have a clear directive that WPFW should pay back the $38,000 that it took from the restricted grants and not to utilize this money in future. The second point would be that, say, we should be prepared. There should be a directive from the PNB to the management that we should be prepared for the furlough or the layoff of the people at least 15 days in advance when the station is not able to, when it becomes clear that the station will not be able to meet its payroll. The third point that I would suggest is a task force should be set up by the PNB to have fundraising to the tune of about $100,000 at the minimum, so that say, we can pay the auditors, the tax bill that will be coming due, and the retainer that will be due for the fiscal year 15 audit. That is all coming in the next foreseeable few weeks. The other points are generally, because I'm running short of time, so I will not get into that, but I can offer a comprehensive plan for the improvement in the financial situation. So I would leave it up, say, at this point to the board for deliberations, and then maybe expand on those ideas as they come up. I'm going to turn it over now to the board.
Okay. Stack.
Stack.
Jose Luis, turn to Stack.
Bill. Somebody who was first, and I didn't know who that was. Could you just say? Brian? Well,
Jose Luis.
Michael.
Jose
Janet. Oh, Jan. Jan Goodman on the stack also.
Michael,
and who was that? Janet and then...
Jan Goodman.
Okay.
And Lydia.
Okay.
And Grace.
Did you get me after Jan Goodman, Tony?
I didn't hear you, Serene. All right, but I'll put you down. Okay, Brian.
What about me?
Who was that to say what happened to me? I didn't hear that.
Adriana said what happened to her. She was the first one.
I was the first one.
I didn't hear your name. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. People have to say their name. I didn't hear you, Adriana.
And I didn't hear Adriana either, so.
Oh, yeah, she did. I know. It's okay.
Okay.
I was after the CFO finished, I was the first one asking for. Nobody else heard me?
No, nobody else heard you.
Okay.
Are you the chair? Are you chair?
Yes. I heard somebody say stack.
That was me.
Okay. I had...
Okay. Do whatever you want to do. That's okay.
I can only go with this is what I'm hearing. That's what I got. Everybody's talking. That's what I heard. Okay. Brian?
I've got a motion addressing one of the CFO's points, and I've seen Michael's too, and I support it, but I think it's less important than what we, than this one. Hopefully we'll get to both. The motion reads as follows. The PNB authorizes the CFO to issue extendable 15-day hour reductions or furloughs to any employee or employees of any unit that appears to be incapable of funding its full payroll and health benefits, even those employees not under the CFO's direct supervision. The PNB further authorizes the CFO to engage contract HR services to ensure any such hour reduction or furlough notice and paperwork is done legally and in compliance with any applicable employment contracts or collective bargaining agreements. The IED is understood to already have this authority. Any reductions made pursuant to this motion should preserve enough staffing to remain compliant with FCC rules and CPB eligibility requirements at impacted stations. And if there's a second, I'll motivate.
Is there a second to this motion?
Jose Luis Fuentes, second.
Okay, yes.
Serene for the stack.
Adriana for the stack.
Okay.
Email it.
Serene, Adriana, we got let's motivate the amendment, and we got you all for the first on the amendment.
Jose Luis for the stack.
So I just sent it out. We got ourselves into a situation that we can never get ourselves into again. We told people to come into work when we did not have a way to pay them on time. It's called wage theft.
it creates severe legal problems for this organization. And it's miraculous that we were able to cut checks by hand as fast as we did. And I'm glad that we did. But as soon as we know that we're not going to be able to issue someone a paycheck for their work, we cannot ethically or legally tell them to keep coming. And there has to be a trigger when we're in that situation so that we don't have that legal exposure. I know there are bigger structural issues that we have to get into, but we need to be clear what the operating procedure is. And right now, our CFO only has direct supervision of and authority over a tiny fraction of the employees in the foundation, the accountants in the national office, yet he's the one who's responsible for issuing paychecks and the one who's on the hook when people's checks are not cut or if they show up to the doctor and have been told their benefits plan has been canceled. He has to have authority to avoid those situations commensurate with the responsibility he has. And as I say, I believe the executive director already has that that authority. So it's not to the exclusion of her authority. And that language is in the motion as well.
Okay, we had a stack on this amendment. I had Serene, Adriana, and Jose Luis.
And you had Lydia.
But yeah, I can put you on it. But Lydia, you on the original? You on the original stack for the CFO? But I can
I
put
see.
You.
Okay.
I will
be on the immediate.
May I receive the motion because I don't have the motion? What's going on?
I'll send you a personal
motion
copy.
Is dated 11/29.
Okay, could you send it out to Adriana? Didn't get it. Although anybody else didn't get the written motion.
That's all right.
I got it.
Okay. First person I have on the stack is Serene.
Okay. So,
for this motion.
You wanted to give a list or something, or do I have the floor?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. So I will be voting against this motion for a number of reasons. First of all, there are stations at which you really cannot cut anything if you expect the station to continue functioning. BAI is one of those stations. So if, in fact, BAI is going to be shut down, it should not be, and I say this with as much calm as I can muster, if the effect will be to shut down BAI, then I recommend that the board openly engage in that discussion because we can't afford further cuts. It costs money to operate in different marketplaces. New York is the center of the world, so to speak, for a reason, and it's expensive. And for any number of reasons, not even looking at the loss of 3/4 of our paid staff, 3 years ago, for any number of reasons, at this point, BAI is unable to generate the full cost of operating. If Pacifica wants to make a decision that says, well, we can't afford to maintain the BAI operation, then that's a decision that needs to be, that discussion needs to be held. And it needs to be looked at quite squarely because that's going to be the effect of giving people, a notice that says, you have a running notice that you may not have a job. So I think we do need to have a deep discussion about what's happening at each of our stations. I repeat, BAI is not the only problem. It is unfortunate that there are so many new people involved in governance that they don't, and management, that they don't remember when BAI used to be the breadbasket and think that they constantly need to throw in our faces, what we're not doing now. That said, I will be opposing this motion. But in the interest of time, I will stop here.
Okay, could our timekeeper keep up? We're very short on time, and we got to be strict on the time period. I don't know who the time period for the persons are, because... But Adriana, you're next, but I think you're the timekeeper for each person. So we got this. If we're going to get to everybody, we got to hold to our time period. Okay, Adriana.
Yes. First of all, obviously, I disagree with this because if this is motion is not anything else but, power grabbing. All that is described here is part of the executive director, purview, have nothing to do with the CFO. The CFO have obviously a bunch of things that cannot be finished on time. But what I worry me more is that we are talking about the specific stations, and we are talking about why don't we put here all the stations? For example, KPFA just finished their fund drive, and they got short, not that much, but they owe the national office, I mean the foundation, not the national office, not the CFO, the foundation, a bunch of money that will be more than enough. If we talk in the National Finance Committee about the amount of money that is, I understand that everybody wants to stash the money for pay their salaries 1 or 2 months ahead, but that's not what it is. You cannot choose, the station cannot choose which part they will pay and which one they are not. Obviously, we have from last year, $90,000 that this PMB voted on. We have AT&K owe money to the foundation for, part of the central service that wasn't paid, part of the Pacifica Radio Archive that wasn't served. How could it be? Now we will say the one that cannot pay salaries? No, the one that cannot pay their debts. It means that every station, if we are talking about this, every station should be carrying personnel till the point that they can pay their obligations, the obligations that they already assume, right? That is the basic point. Let me check because I think that I passed my time. But yes. But that is basically what I'm saying. Thank you.
Hey, we got to be strict on the time period. We got to do the 90 seconds. Okay, the next person was Jose Luis.
Yeah, me, Bill.
Yeah, so I'm for this motion because we need to show fiscal responsibility. We haven't shown fiscal responsibility or restraint at the PMB level. We don't have the political will or the guts to say no to people asking us for money, like the secretary, like the IED. Now, we need to shift all this responsibility to the CFO, who is competent, who we hired after an exhaustive process. Everybody agreed to the CFO, he is asking for this authority so that he can meet his duty to human beings who need to know that they are not going to be paid. It is only fair that human beings know this ahead of time, not after the fact. As a PMB, we have failed to do this ourselves. We don't have the political will to do this, and we need to shift it to the CFO to have it done. Thank you.
Okay, Lydia, and then Bill.
Hello? Okay. So I just want to point out a number of things. Number one, there have been some staffing, a staffing reduction. So I have moved on some of the necessary things within the guidelines of our employees' employee handbook, which means you have to give 2 weeks' notice, et cetera. And we have reduced the hours. And this is PRA. I am doing that. And some of the same reviews are taking place at WPFW with interaction with the union and so forth, which is something that we have to move cautiously with on everything. You can't just go and start lobbying everything off. So it's not like this isn't, like these issues aren't moving. But I see, for example, on the 31st, I received an email from the general manager at KPFA, who's never mentioned KPFA, that they owe central services for $69,332, that they had to borrow money to make their payroll. They have, so it's a network-wide issue. Some units are doing better. KPFK outperformed its fund drive, or at least its goal and so forth, and has been paying everything, including PRA, in a timely fashion. But that's not the issue. We're not competing with each other. I think part of the issue is that some of us have a vision of a cohesive network, and some of us look at the network as competing units, and that is a discussion that has to take place first, and not singling out one station or another. And of course, in terms of the restricted thing, there were consultations that I'm happy to discuss in executive session at our next meeting. And so in terms of that infamous mailing that I have been waiting to have the funds for to do, that I've been talking about, I am now going to do a piecemeal because of the cash flow, but the funds are in part available on the credit card for the postage. That's all we need. The printing can be deferred. But the and I will start out with WPFW and WBAI, the most stressed stations. So it's not like nothing is being done, and we can't be reckless when it comes to personnel issues and getting back. Thank you.
All right, Bill.
Thank you. I appreciate Brian's motion and Lydia's comments and Jose Luis's, but I don't think it goes far enough, Brian's motion. And it's most of what he said is actually incorporated in the recommendations of our CFO. So I'm going to move. I emailed this to you about 15 minutes ago. What the motion I emailed you as a substitute for what Brian moved. It includes it all of basically to approve and implement the CFO recommendations that are listed in item 6 of his CFO report. And I don't guess I need to read it all, but I put that in what I emailed to you.
Okay.
I think it's more comprehensive, and it addresses also the issues that several other people raised.
Okay, you're making a substitute motion. Is there a second to this substitute?
Yes.
What is that? Is there a second to the substitute motion?
Jose Luis Fuentes seconds.
Okay. Bill, you want to briefly motivate your substitute motion?
Okay. Well, it does allow for furloughs, as Brian had suggested, in item B under item 6. It also directs WPFW to pay back the restricted grants money and not use them in the future. As Sam mentioned, it was a real problem. It also talks for setting up a task force immediately to raise funds and for a comprehensive plan to be implemented to revive WPFW. So I think it would also address the issues Serene had brought up. We just need to decide to do this, basically. And I think we need to focus on all this, not just one aspect like furloughs.
Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
So I'm wondering what the time is regarding this item. This item.
Ryan, where are we on the time of this item?
There's 3 minutes remaining for the CFO report.
Okay.
We have 1 minute.
How is that possible? I'm sorry. Point of information.
He says there's 3 minutes remaining on the 25 minutes.
I'm questioning the math.
Well. I mean, that
we were having the discussion about a possible extension at 11:17.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 11:42.
That was 27 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
You started the discussion about an extension at 11:17. The CFO report started afterwards. That's when I started the clock on it.
10:17.
We designated people for the time, and I'm going to go what we got for the people we designated. So if there's 3 minutes, we're going to waste that 3 minutes just debating this. But if there's anyone else...
We also, I should have said, Mr. Chair, we only have 1 minute left on the meeting.
Okay. 1 minute left on the meeting.
Move to extend the discussion for 5 minutes and the meeting for an additional 5 minutes.
I'm sorry, this is Serene.
Michael, what was that again?
I was moving to extend this discussion for 5 minutes and the meeting for an additional 10 minutes.
Second, Nancy.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to extending this for 5 minutes and the meeting for 10 minutes?
An additional 10 minutes.
Additional 10 minutes. Okay, without objection,
Nancy on the stack for the substitute motion.
Okay, we have Nancy.
Pinchback.
And Pinchback.
Great.
Okay, Nancy. With that, I can't, people are talking, I don't know who that is. Okay.
Serene, please.
Nancy.
Okay, the substitute motion items A, B, and C are very specific.
Chair, point of order.
Janet, what's your point of order?
We have a motion to extend that we haven't agreed on or not.
Objection.
Objection.
There was no objection.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Nancy.
Okay, items D and E are completely unspecific. And so I cannot vote for this with, unless they're more specific, unless D and E are more specific.
Do you have a substitute motion?
Point of order?
Yes, Michael.
You can substitute on a substitute?
No, Nancy, you can make an amendment if you do.
Yes, you can.
Heard Michael, what?
My point of order is, can we simply divide the motion when we vote on it?
Yes, we can do that. That's an option.
And I also would like to see the details that Brian had in his motion about making sure that if they do resort to a furlough or layoff, that, you know, experts are involved in making sure it's done legally and it doesn't incur more expenses.
Okay. Next person we have on stack is Pinchback.
Yeah, my question regarding...
who is that? You're going to have to speak up. Whose name is that? Because you're going to complain and I didn't hear you. Who is that?
Adria.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay, we'll put you on the... Okay, Pinchback.
Yeah, my concern is that this seems to be specifically dealing with WPFW when WPFW is not the only issue here. This has, as been said earlier in this meeting, this is a network issue. VAIPFW, all of these stations are affected in some way or another. So I would strike, I would oppose the language specifically targeting PFW. I can understand the notion of furloughs, and that brings up another point. Why 15 days? And or can those furloughs be spread out over a longer period? Why not, one day a week, for a period? Were those options explored? So I do have some concerns about this measure.
Okay, Serene.
I move to table.
Was there a second to that?
Both motions.
All right. You're tabling the motion that's on the table, the substitute motion.
I'm moving to table both motions.
Wait, a motion to table tables the main motion and everything attached to it, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Is there a second to table?
Second.
Hey, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
What am I voting on?
Moving to table this motion and the substitute motion. The whole item. Yes.
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No to table.
No.
We need to deal with this today.
Edward
Steakert. Abstain.
Edward Steakert. Brian?
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes?
No.
No. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn? Yes. Novick?
Pass.
Pass. Wangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes.
Pinchback, yes. And who was it?
Patel Adams.
Sorry?
Patel Adams, yes.
Yes. Patel Adams, yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Novick, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 11 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting. So, motion to table passes.
Novick to the stack.
Yes, Novick. Michael.
Thornton to the stack.
First of all, there's nothing to the stack, but we have to go. But well, let's hear what Michael.
And Bill. We're on the CFO report. We had time. I also sent in a motion. I sent it to the PNP and I sent it to everybody individually.
Okay.
The motion,
Mr. Chair.
I have a point of information.
Time has expired on the extension of the CFO report.
Okay. When did that expire? Michael just.
It expired 2 minutes ago under the extension we had voted through.
Still.
I was for when the point of order is made. I'd like to complete my point.
Yes, Michael. Let's hear Michael's.
I'm sorry. No. I have a parliamentary inquiry, please.
What's your question?
Okay. No disrespect intended to anyone who may have emailed the motion, but we extended for the IED, CFO, and the motion with regard to responding to WBAI. So we've done with the CFO's time. I don't understand why we're talking about anything other than the next item on the agenda, which is my motion. Can someone explain, please?
We're out of time.
I wasn't sure if we were out of time when I recognized Michael. That's what I was trying to determine. But Michael, I guess you would. I wasn't sure if we still had enough time when I recognized you. That's what I'm trying to determine. But the timekeeper thing, we didn't. I think.
Mr. Chair,
Janet, point of information.
Yes, I think Bill, you had a point of information, a point of order. What's your?
Well, I'd like to move that we set another meeting date for a week from today because we may not be able to make payroll before our next meeting. We've got to deal with this financial stuff.
Okay, we'll take that out. You can bring that up when we get close to the end of the meeting. We're already close to the end of the meeting. But I'm going to have to make some rulings. But, Michael, our timekeeper did call the time and said we were out of time when we wrecked. So I don't think we're going to be able to get to your whatever recommendation you had. I'm going to have to rule that we're out of time before that happens.
This is Nancy. I move that we extend the whole meeting another 10 minutes to deal with Michael's motion. It's a motion that might potentially bring us some money, which is one of Sam's recommendations, to raise money rather than make cuts.
You're extending this matter to hear Michael for 10 minutes?
Wait a second. No. Did someone answer my question about what happened to my motion that we agreed to extend for?
Serene, I recognize you and said you were correct, and I made a ruling, but Nancy also might have made a motion to extend
the whole meeting. It would include your motion, Serene. Well, then it's got to come after, because I want this dealt with. We agreed on doing it in a particular order.
But Nancy has made a motion to extend this item to deal with this.
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of order.
the whole
meeting. Jose Luis Fuentes, point of order.
What's your point of order, Jose Luis?
This meeting, we're out of time for the whole meeting. We should be adjourning.
We are not.
Well, there's been motions. We have a motion.
Craig, I move to adjourn. I move to adjourn.
You're not, not to be. We're not out of time, and y'all need to let the
okay, I haven't. I was speaking, and I hadn't recognized anyone. The only person
we need to set the next meeting date.
The only person I recognized was Nancy, and Nancy made a motion to extend for 10 minutes. If I'm not mistaken,
for the whole meeting. That
the
would,
whole meeting
that would include, you know, enough time for Serene. Motion.
And was there a second? I was listening for a second on that.
Second.
Okay, we're going to have to vote whether you want to extend this meeting for another 10 minutes or, and then we're going to have to take a vote, vote this up or down. Madam Secretary.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't understand where exactly we are.
I'll repeat it, Serene. Where we were told we were out of time on that item for the CFO, and I ruled that Michael wanted to make a motion, and then Nancy wanted to extend that time, and that's where we are, to an extension for 10 minutes.
Point of information issue.
I'm sorry.
It extends the whole meeting as well.
Yes, it extends the whole meeting.
But it can't be for 10 minutes if we have 2 10-minute items.
Okay.
So I need
Adriana,
to get
well, I think I heard, Adriana, you had a question.
Yes, sir. My question is, how can we keep voting for something and then remaking the vote? We will be in 3 minutes, we will be at our adjournment time. How can we keep adding 10 minutes and keep we vote for chapter in there?
That's the prerogative of members. If they want to extend the time, I got to recognize that. Okay. Nancy has made a motion, and that's what we are now. We can't, we're not, we can't make
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of information.
What's your question, Jose Luis?
I want to know from the timekeeper how much more time we have for this meeting.
He's already said the time was up.
I want to hear. What is it? I want to know a number. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes.
Our time
is
up.
There's two and a half minutes left in the meeting. The item's time has expired.
Okay. So now we have a motion to extend for 10 minutes. We can vote at up or down, Madam
Secretary. I'm sorry. I want to vote. I want us to move on. But it cannot be a 10-minute extension to deal with 2 10-minute items.
Order, Mr. Chair. Order, Brian, order. A motion to extend is not debatable. It is amendable, but not debatable.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the motion to extend for 10 minutes?
Okay, first, who seconded this?
Point of information.
What's your question, Serene?
If there are 2 10-minute items, why are we talking about a 10-minute extension?
Serene, you're getting into debate. Nancy made the motion to extend the whole meeting for 10 minutes.
10 minutes ago.
So we're going to vote on that, up or down. If you disagree with it, vote it down. If you support it, vote for it.
We have 2 items. What?
Okay, Serene, we can't debate this item. We're going to have to vote it up or down.
Okay, you
Madam
need to
Secretary,
answer my question, not merely shout, because everybody can shout.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of order.
What's your point of order, Jose Luis?
You know, I challenge your ruling that this meeting isn't over when, as Serene's pointing out, this was done 10 minutes ago.
So what are you saying, that the meeting is over, that we were out of time? Is that your point?
Correct. We're out of time. The 2.5 minutes that Brian announced 3 minutes ago is over.
Yes, but during that time, we've recognized people wanted to extend, though. But since you're challenging the chair, okay, you is there a second to challenging the chair?
Mr. Chair, I have 1 minute remaining.
Why are we voting to extend for 20 minutes?
Okay, I heard he called a point of order. He's challenging the chair. So... what exactly are you challenging again, Jose Luis?
I am challenging the chair's ruling that we're not out of time.
Okay.
I don't believe it was seconded.
is there a second to challenging that we're not out of time?
This is Serene. Can we step out of Robert's rules for a minute? Because
Serene, we're going to either second it or not. We got to get a second or not. Is there a second? I'll call again.
Well, I'm trying to address it.
Okay, I said
getting something done.
Okay, it's been seconded. Now you want to discuss the appeal? Okay, we'll get a stack on that. Let's start off with Jose Luis. You want to motivate why you feel we were out of time and the chair rules that I can recognize someone to extend time? Jose Luis.
Point of information, Bethune-KPFT.
Yes, what's your question?
Yes, we have a motion on the floor. Is that not, I mean, we can't adjourn while we have a motion on the floor, can we? Because the time is almost up. It looks to me like it's just that question, please answer.
But if you, well, yes, we were about to vote, but there was a point of order call, and Jose Luis is taking a position that the time was up and the meeting is over. So, and I took the position we still had enough time to recognize someone to extend. So, he's challenging that ruling, saying the meeting is over, and that there's no time.
Point of information?
What's your question, Adriana?
Can we use a point of information of a point of order to challenge?
No, he called
a point of
information. So, no, you can't do that to answer your question.
Well, was it,
that's
was
not
it
what
a
he
point
did.
Of
he
order?
Called a point of order. And now
exactly.
We're just,
Janet.
He's challenging the chair to saying that the meeting was over and there shouldn't have been recognized anyone to extend.
Okay. Janet, in a point of order, right?
What? Are you going to, now we're speaking to his appeal. Janet. Yes.
Okay, so someone said that there was a motion on the floor. There was no motion on the floor. There was a discussion of possibly putting a motion. Nothing was seconded. So there isn't a motion that is...
I'm
sorry. Okay, there was that motion, but there was not a motion by Michael. So the only motion that was on the floor was the motion to extend.
That's right.
Right.
What was your point?
Okay. So now we'll go to the, we're going to vote on the appeal. If you want to support the appeal, Jose Luis takes the position that the meeting was over, then the chair took the position that we could hear someone who wanted to extend time. So you can.
Point of information.
Who is that?
Point of information, does a yes vote uphold the chair?
A yes vote upholds the chair, a no vote overrules the chair. Okay? Everyone understand?
And the chair has ruled that the meeting is over.
No, the chair ruled to consider the motion that was pending to extend for 10 minutes. The appeal, Jose Luis takes position, the meeting was over. Okay? Does everybody understand?
Okay, I'm confused. I'm confused what we're voting on, exactly the ruling is then.
A yes vote opposed the ruling that the motion to extend was in order, and then we could vote on the motion to extend.
And a no vote said it was out of order and that the time was up. Everybody understand? If you vote yes, then you sustain the chair, and then we go to the motion to whether or not we want to extend for 10 minutes. If you vote no, then you agree with Jose Luis that the meeting is over. And if there's no extension, then the meeting will be over. We'd be adjourned. Does everybody understand
that?
Well,
no.
So, if you vote yes, you're extending the time of the meeting to consider the motion to extend. If you vote no, you're voting to end the meeting. It's just that simple. Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Yes, Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No, but you. Can't hear you. Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes, Casnave.
Yes.
Yes, Crozier.
No.
No, Edward Teekert.
Yes.
Yes, Fuentes.
No.
No, Gammon.
vote.
No. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes no. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Rwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Can't hear you. Sorden?
Yes.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Sorden, yes.
Sorden, yes. One moment. So Roberts didn't hear you. Let me count. I have 8 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 9 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions. The ruling of the chair is upheld.
Okay, now we'll go to a motion to extend that was on the floor with Nancy to extend for 10 minutes the meeting to hear, to consider Michael's motion, which what her recommendation was.
And Serene's item.
And Serene item, and we extend it for 10 minutes.
This is great. This is great. I have a point of information.
Yes, what's your question?
On extension time, you need a 2/3 vote. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay.
Three, please.
We would need 2/3 votes to extend this item. This is not a debatable item. This is we're
this
voting.
Is Serene. To 10, can I be 10
minutes. Yes, Serene. What's your question?
I amend to 20 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second for 20 minutes?
Second. Nancy.
Okay. Is there any objection to extend for 20 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Okay. But first, who seconded Nancy's first motion?
Michael.
Okay. All right. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown? Casnave?
Brown, yes.
Yes. Brown, yes. Casnave, yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Edwards Teekert?
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes?
No.
No. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes no. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes, Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 9 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting. So this fails.
So that means we're not extended, so I'm afraid we're going to have to adjourn.
It means we're not extended for 20 minutes. The 10 minutes is still there to be voted on. That was the main motion.
Okay, that's correct. That's correct. That's correct. We still have the 10 minutes. We'll now vote on the 10 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
One moment. Okay, Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown? Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Casnave?
No.
No. Crozier?
No, we need a lot more time.
No. Edward Steakert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
No.
No. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn, no. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yeah.
You're on the wrong guy again.
Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 10 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting, and this fails.
Okay, I'm afraid that's there was no motion to stand with approved. I'm afraid we're out of time, and I want to thank you all for this meeting, and we're now adjourned.
Good night.